This is the Muster on Hoka Nui. My name is Andy Muir. And our next guest is Wendy Poole. She is Chief Executive for Growing Future Farmers. Wendy, welcome to the Muster.
Thanks for having me, Andy. Good to be here.
Yeah, appreciate your time. Now, Growing Future Farmers, firstly, give some background around it.
Yeah, so Growing Future Farmers is a not-for-profit organisation that supports young people, mainly school leavers between the ages of 16 and 20, we're looking for a career in agriculture, and our program really offers them a holistic approach to learning some on-farm practical skills, some academic side of things, and then really what we focus mainly on is the personal growth and transformation of these young people as they go through the two-year program. Students live and learn on-farm for the 2 years and are supported by real farmers growing their capability for the next generation of farmers in the sector.
So it's kind of like the old farm cadetship days of the 70s and 80s, would that be right?
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
And you're currently on the lookout for sheep and beef farmers around the country, particularly down here in the south. So what is it you're looking for when a farmer's thinking about being involved?
Yeah, we're very fortunate this year, as you've seen the last 2 years, there's a high demand from the students wanting to come into farming. So really what we are asking is for some farmers that would stand up and become our farm trainers. So I guess what we look for is are people that are willing to reinvest in the future of farming, that are good mentors, that, you know, get enjoyment out of seeing young people grow and change. So good attitude, you know, good bloody good humans, as we say, and really invested in helping others come through the pathway and giving them opportunities.
Do you get good buy-in from the rural sector around this?
Yeah, absolutely. We've currently got over 100 farms around the country on our books, and most of those are repeat farmers that have been through the program since its inception in 2020. So, yeah, very good buy-in, not only from the farm trainers themselves, but the teams that work on the farm, and then the rural community just wraps their support around these young students and integrate them and make them feel like they belong and give them a sense of self-worth.
Has it always been like that, the demand for the places on the course, as opposed to what you're seeing at the moment, Wendy?
We've definitely seen a gradual increase over the last couple of years, but never to this degree. So this is the first year that we've seen such a big difference between what we've got to offer in terms of placements versus the interest in coming into the program, which is a great problem to have, but also I guess I'm really keen to not to have to turn too many of those young people that are passionate about it away if we can.
So what support does Growing Future Farmers provide regarding the experience? What's involved?
So we do a good sort of intro into the program with the farm trainers before they come on board, just explain how it works. We create and connect them with other farm trainers that have been in it for a while to create a bit of community and understanding of how it rolls. Obviously, with young people, it's sometimes up, sometimes down, so just understanding what they're getting into. There's some basic stuff, like working to make sure the health and safety practices on farm are up to speed with what we need from possibly a green student coming onto farm. And there's a number of things we do during the year with the farm trainers just to ensure that everything's going smoothly. We do in each region have a student success advisor that's like the glue that keeps it all together. And they focus on the pastoral care of the student, but are also there for the farm trainer to help them through the progress and any matters that need or issues that come up just to resolve that as well.
So what would you say to a farmer who's keen on committing and helping out with this program?
I'd just say if you have got any thoughts to get in touch, no pressure chat, just to understand a little bit more about it. I guess that it is hugely rewarding. It's challenging sometimes too, but on the whole, our farm trainers talk about seeing these young people transform and become confident young people. A number of our farm trainers even say that they put more time and investment into these students than sometimes they have for their own children. And seeing them once they graduate and staying in the community and it becomes an extended family. So, very rewarding. Not to take away the fact that sometimes it is a bit challenging, but overall lifts the farm culture, brings new ideas and new thoughts into the farm team very much from our point of view, we hear it's a really important but equally rewarding thing to do.
Growingfuturefarmers.co.nz, that's the email address for anybody who's interested, Wendy?
That's it, please, and everything's on there. And if they need to give us a call, then we can also just have a one-on-one chat too.
Wendy Poole, appreciate your time on the muster this afternoon. A great initiative.
Thank you so much for having us.
Wendy Poole from Growing Future Farmers. Like Wendy said, if you're interested in helping out with this program, sounds great as well, helping the next generation coming through. Growingfuturefarmers.co.nz or get in touch as well. Great to see these initiatives that are carrying on and have been around for a while.